Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie.
We are happy that you're here with us, and we want you to know that we were just praying for you right now, praying for ourselves and praying for you, that as we move into this, or continuing on, but really move into I have to use the word intimate, I think. We're going to talk about the gospel of grace. We're going to talk about salvation. And I get this sense in my heart, even right now, that as we begin to speak on this, we're walking onto holy ground. What do you think about that, Jeannie?
Walking onto holy ground with our shoes with spikes in it.
That's right.
So we can take a stand.
Exactly.
So we left off last time talking about the shoes of peace and just who's our example. And, of course, we know that Christ is our example. And so that was great to be able to look at him again in Philippians and how he laid aside his rights and humbled himself, even though he's God.
Great verses out of Philippians are just...
How can we not follow his example?
Yes.
Shame on us when we get our... back up.
You know? Or get our pride up.
Get our pride up, our flesh, basically.
Yes.
So he left all that and he came down to earth, identified with us, became one of us, walked among us, and it reached out to us to bring us back to the Father. His mission was reconciliation. And so as we're talking about wanting to have his same heart, then our heart needs to also be a heart of reconciliation.
I'm not remembering the whole story, but there is an analogy, and it talks about a man who walks past a pit, and he falls into it. And then another man walks by, and he's a scientist, and he says, "Oh, I see how many cubic meters could be contained in that hole." But just continues walking on by. And a mathematician walks by, and he judges what it would have taken for this man to fall, and how far he fell, and what he might have hit, and what cause that would have. And he turns around and walks by himself. And a religious man walks by and looks in the pit, sees the man, says to himself, "I would never be caught in that pit." And he just walks on by. But Jesus walks by the pit, sees the man, and jumps in the pit with him and helps him out. Mm-hmm. And that's
the heart. He probably even said, "Climb on my shoulders."
Oh, probably. My goodness, there's such, I suppose just if we're talking about salvation for ourselves personally, and that's what we want to do, how's your salvation for you out there, folks? How's salvation hitting you? And what do you think about when you think about salvation? For me, I just think of the tender heart of God. I've even expressed it at the church that I sense that the picture for me is that God went to the dog pound of life and saw me and said, "Father, I want that one." And now he'll never leave me and never forsake me. And just so tenderly he acts towards me in removing my sins as far as the east is from the west. It's just, you know, when I think about salvation, I love it.
You know, I was grocery shopping for your mom on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And when I went to the store, it was unusually crowded for that morning. And because I go there every week. And as I was walking around, I just had this sense of depression and loneliness.
Really?
From the people. It was just like the mood of the people.
Right.
And everybody, of course, was avoiding each other, and fear was all over people.
Wow.
And And it was crowded.
Yeah.
And I just felt so sorry for him. And this is the verse that came to my mind when I was there. Matthew 9. And it says in verse 36, New Living Translation, when Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were confused and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. And so I think I was feeling God's heart towards those people.
Yes.
And then he said in verse 37 to his disciples, the harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who's in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his field. So I was remembering those verses, and then I was thinking, Lord, these people are so ripe. The harvest is so ripe because of the situation that our world is in right now.
Yeah.
There's so many that are just in a daze.
Yeah.
They're afraid. Things have changed with the economy,
so
with
rapidly.
Everything.
Oh my gosh.
That they feel like they're spinning and they're lost and they don't have the Lord. And so this verse says they're confused and helpless like a sheep without a shepherd. And I had the question come to my mind. It's like, well, Jeannie, with all these folks that are in the store with you and the compassion I feel, you know, I need to be about my Father's business.
Yes.
I need to ask him, Lord, whoever you put in my path today, whether it's the grocery store or wherever I'm at, to see them as people without a shepherd who don't know the Lord. And how can I extend myself through praying? And, you know, even if I'm just praying for somebody walking by, but be available to share my faith of what God's done for me to reconcile me to himself.
Yes. What has God done for you, Jeannie?
Well, he's chosen me to be his child.
Bible even says he makes that pick before the foundation of the earth, before there was anything he thought about you. Yeah.
And so with that, I have the promises of, first of all, the guilt that I've had in my life and wanting to be close to this holy God, that Jesus coming, jumping into that pit with us and allowing us to climb up on his shoulders on the cross, he took my place.
Yeah.
And so my sins are forgiven. And when I embrace that, I have freedom. I have freedom of guilt and all that he's come to provide for me. And I also have the promises of being his child, that he's going to take care of me. And I think with the fear out there of condemnation and also not knowing what holds the future, what's going to happen, I have that confidence that God Yes. loves me and he's got my future. He has a plan. I'm going to be okay. In fact, he's going to fulfill his promises through my life and make my life meaningful in the midst of chaos.
Yeah. Yeah. And even make your life better than okay with eternal life.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah. So when we talk about salvation, you know, confessing our sins, giving our life to the Lord, determining to follow him all the days of our life, he promises that he'll never leave us and he'll never forsake us. And that is freedom. Come what may, no matter what you face or what happens, heaven is waiting for you. In fact, the Bible's so sure of it that once you give your life to Christ, it says that you are already seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Well, we've quickly run out of time, but I want to talk more about this next time. Stick with us. Let's consider salvation. Thank you, Father, for today, for loving us, for Jesus coming here to be with us and to forgive us of our sins, to pay the penalty of our sins so that we can be God's sons and daughters. Bless my brothers and sisters this day. Encourage them in salvation. For we pray these things in Jesus' wonderful name, and everyone says,
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Talk to you.